If you do not need to reschedule multiple appointments, click the check mark in the top left corner and you will return to the provider's schedule at the date of the reschedule. Here you will notice that the patient has been rebooked for their appointment. Split audio, method 2. Use practice reschedule. The second method allows you to reschedule a patient from the appointment summary screen. Once the correct patient has been selected, find the appointment needing to be rescheduled from the summary list. The appointments highlighted in red indicate future appointments available for rescheduling. Right-click on the appointment requiring a reschedule. Right-click on the appointment requiring a reschedule. A pull-down menu will appear where a variety of appointment options are listed. When doing a practice reschedule, the previous time slot will automatically be made unavailable after selecting the new appointment time. Select the type of reschedule suited for the specific appointment. When an available time has been determined, left-click into the slot and the appointment details screen will appear. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the reschedule appointment by patient screen. You may reschedule another appointment or click the check mark to view the rescheduled appointment from the provider's schedule. Use last. Split audio, method 3. Use practice reschedule, leave slot available. Another right-click rescheduling option is available and works much in the same way as the previous method. From the provider's schedule, use the move bars or arrows to access the date of the appointment needing to be rescheduled. Right-click on the correct patient's appointment. The pull-down menu will appear. Select the type of reschedule needed. The practice reschedule leave slot available feature enables you to document and reschedule. The practice reschedule leave slot available feature enables you to document the reschedule by practice, but will leave the rescheduled time slot open. After you have selected a reschedule option, you will notice that the patient's name will be listed above the move bars. When an available time has been determined, left-click into the slot and the appointment details screen will appear. When the OK button is pressed, you will return to the reschedule appointment by patient screen. You may reschedule another appointment or click the check mark to view the rescheduled appointment. The final option also allows you to reschedule a patient from the already existing appointment. By left-clicking on the existing appointment, an options menu will appear. This office appointments option menu can also be accessed from the provider's schedule by selecting the option button on the left-hand side of the button line. Notice that options 2 and 3 are the patient reschedule and the practice reschedule features. Notice that options 2 and 3 are the patient reschedule and the practice reschedule features. The last option, M, is the practice reschedule leave slot available. As with the previous methods, selecting one of these options will bring you back to the provider's schedule where you can use the move bars or arrows to select the appointment date and time slot available. This concludes the Rescheduling a Patient Appointment video tutorial. This concludes the Rescheduling a Patient Appointment video tutorial.